It's time for Dial a Doc on a Tuesday morning. That takes us to FHN, and joining us now, FHN Family Counseling, Renata Hepler. Good morning, Renata. Thanks for joining us today. How are you? In a nice sunny day.
Good morning. The sun is wonderful.
Yes, it certainly is. And we're going to talk about Generation RX in a moment, but FHN has just received a grant that sounds very interesting. Can you tell us a little bit about the grant?
Yes, we have received funding through the Illinois Department of Human Services to implement Generation RX to teens 6th through 12th grade in Stevenson and Joe Davies County.
And with that, does it the uses for this grant, what are you going to try and do with it now?
Well, this grant implement Generation RX. This is a nationwide educational initiative to promote safe medication practices in an effort to prevent the misuse of prescription drugs. This program was created through a partnership between Cardinal Health Foundation and the Ohio State University College of Pharmacy. In an effort to bring this to our community, is being coordinated by the FHN Family Counseling Center.
And why is this important, Renata?
Well, currently, prescription drug misuse is an epidemic in our state and nation. Addiction to and death from opioid pain medication is occurring at an alarming rate. And according to recent surveys, the majority of teens do not misuse prescription medication per se. Prescription medication is the third most prevalent substance used by teens behind marijuana and alcohol.
How are teens getting their hands on these? I could see where some folks could get opioids for pain medication and that type of thing. Where do teens get their hands on these? Open market or, I mean, backstreet market, that type of thing?
No, actually, these prescriptions are prescribed. These medications are prescribed. For some of the medications being abused are prescribed for ADHD and other behavioral things, but it's also for pain meds, for like in sports and things like that. And teens share these among each other.
You hear it a lot about with sports people that they don't start out having the problem. They just have the pain, but then the pain persists and they continue to take the opioids and therein lies the problem. It's just too many times to use that particular drug and it becomes addictive, correct?
Yes. The myth of this prescription drug actually doesn't typically begin until someone's in their early 20s. So we're trying to reach these teens before then to arm them against the misuse.
All right. And what's included in the program and that you'll be providing?
The program consists of two sessions that include engaging activities, games, role-playing, exercise, videos, and discussion about the importance of medication safety.
And to whom are these programs available, Renata?
These programs are available to any 6th through 12th grade group in Stevenson or Joe Davies County, like the Boys and Girls Club, 4-H Club, schools, church youth groups, and the like.
Is there a cost for the programs?
There is no cost for this program.
And how long are the programs available?
Well, the programs currently are scheduled through June 30th, but good news, we just found out that we will be receiving this funding for our next funding year. So we will be continuing to schedule through the 2019-2020 school year.
And now you with family counseling, how does that affect other members in a family when one of their members has an addiction to opioids?
Well, they're deaf support and an understanding of what's happening.
All right, and folks want to find out a little bit more, Renata, how do they go about that?
Well, for any information on Generation RX, you can visit generationrx.org, or you can also go to fhn.org. And if you would like to schedule a presentation for a group, just give me a call at 815-599-7315.
We've been talking with Renata Hepler, FHN Family Counseling, today about Generation RX and some things available. It's been very nice talking with you today, Renata. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk again soon, all righty?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. That's Dial a Doc for today. This is WBGR Big FM 93.7.